December 20th, 2016. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Next to our brother. gone without their children cry, and many die. It makes no sense that they go without. A hungry mouth does not cry, past a point he will lie. Quiet, we don't experience this much. Over here we have good roads, we have technology, we have so much to shield us from reality. Back to the men, 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 and that machine, machine, machine. It's complicated, it is, it is this whole damn scene, scene, scene. It should be whole, not politicizing things that should just grow. All genius machine is valuable to the industry one. Let the small farmers clean the small genius machine with the seed cleaning genius machine. Now the genius machine cannot clean, cannot clean, cannot machine, cannot machine, 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 cannot clean, genius machine, genius machine, clean the machine, cannot clean, cannot clean.
Pedro Show. Hey, brother, man. How
hey,
are you?
Happy birthday. What?
B-Day edition. We've done a couple, right?
I think so. We've hit almost
birthday.
Every holiday. And
so there's our guest, brother, man.
Hey, Heather.
Hi.
Clay, too. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, welcome
okay.
back.
Happy birthday. And I'm just done with paddle. We had rough seas out there, but it had to be done. Paddle had to be put to water. And I broke the zipper. 15 years. There's something about that.
Wow.
Breaking the zipper on a life jacket on your birthday.
For sure.
5'6"?
But I didn't have to go in. No, 5'9".
Really?
This is the...
Oh,
you're
God.
Coming light, you Heather, Jesus
wow.
Christ.
Wow.
I thought you'd be older.
You don't look 5'9".
Right, Jack Benny. Look, it's getting... The fives were getting kind of boring anyway. You know, one more lap. Let's until we pull into the 6-0 world. Let's give it one more lappy-do-lap. Epistrophe by... incomplete fragment from John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk, I think at Carnegie Hall, back before I, or maybe it was the year I was born, somewhere around there.
I know appropriate.
He quit the shit the year I was born. It was beautiful. Sputnik, 57. Remember that one year, a couple of years ago? It was my 57 B-Day.
Oh,
I was born in 50.
Yeah, right, right,
you
yeah.
Make, you
yeah.
know, get into Kabbalah shit with the numbers, no problem. It don't make sense. And then Marshweed, Genius Machine. But this is the special remastered by Clay version of...
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. no, these are Marshweeds they ain't played. We played some Marshweeds when it first came out, but those were rough and raw. And now it's gone through...
Refinement.
Jeff is squeezed.
Shiny. It's shiny and smooth.
Yeah, made supple, svelte.
Supple.
And willowy.
One hopes.
By Clay there. And let's get into it, because you've been on the show before. We know about your fucking music journey, but we don't really know a lot except from playing songs and the works here. What was the Marshweed? Did you talk about a little? Maybe it was a future project. You discussed when you had those young guys.
Wow. Oh, when Three Thirds came in?
That's it.
Three Thirds came here two or three years ago? Yeah, a couple years ago.
And I think she announced the Marshweed project.
It was, it was a twinkling in my eye.
Yeah.
And now,
okay.
and now it's real.
Cool.
No, it's so, well, let's get right to it. What's the name mean?
Well, it's my superhero name. I am Marshweed. And my gift,
is it an anagram?
My gift is that I can grow in desolate places, like on
a tough place.
Like on a moor in Scotland, for example, or in a marsh.
Super green thumb.
Or a swamp.
Green, swamp.
Maybe some bayou.
Yeah.
Maybe that northwestern
something
one,
like that.
Far northwestern one that John Fogerty was born on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And my old bandmate, Lyman, gave me that name.
Listenship.
Many, many years ago, yeah. But way before Listenship, when we were Leather Hyman.
He gave you a name before it became your super human name.
Yeah.
Superhero.
So when we were in Leather Hyman, he...
That's right, Leather Hyman's
he
before
was
Listenship.
Calling me Marsh Reed.
Listenship is where I helped an album.
Right.
Because the bassman sold all their shit for...
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, refresh that
story.
Not to
remember
your
name.
Oh,
no,
it's all right.
You're probably really proud. Is he better now?
I haven't heard much from him except kind of a nasty Facebook post a long time ago.
Probably not.
Look, I don't know. Maybe not better, but I hope he is. I don't know.
Yeah, so do I. But anyway, I got to play on a Holistic ship.
Oh, yeah, Time to Dream.
I had to learn too.
So beautiful. I remember we brought food and you wouldn't eat a thing until the record was done being recorded. I don't even think you ate anything even then.
No, what I like in the studio is just kind of like, instead of being buzzed or fucked up, you're kind of hungry, so it gives you, you're on edge a little.
Yeah, I know.
Being all blurry.
I learned a lot from you in that session, actually.
In the Prax, this is when I lived, remember Brother Matt on Walker?
Yeah.
It's after the sickness, but it's before this Leland pad, and I was
temporary
kind of in a pit. It was like in a pit, like the windows didn't get light. And remember you and
Lyman?
Lyman would come to show me the songs, and it was sweaty as a motherfucker. I'd always have to get, you know, the shirt off and shit. And but you never chastised me that.
No,
far.
That was a great place.
You were getting this thing long before, and then... You were thinking about, I got to have some music to realize this name.
I just always thought of myself as Marshweed. Always. Some people call me Marshweed.
You were going to stick music to it.
No, I wasn't. And then somehow I had all these songs that I had written, and I wanted an umbrella for them, so it just seemed
that wasn't
good
part
idea.
Of the band. That was you.
That was me.
And you never had that before, a persona.
Not
okay,
really.
You already had this persona as... the weed that grows in the moors, Brother Lyman.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you didn't think, whoa. Yeah, because you come from the school of music where they put a piece of stuff on the chart stand.
Paper, sort of. I mean,
you know, some of these cats, they play like crazy, but you ask them.
Right.
Remember we had what was her name? And we asked her to jam, and she couldn't do it.
Lyre Rotten.
This lady could play like a motherfucker. And also like four or five instruments at once. Mm-hmm. But she had to have the stuff. She never had any time spent
just going
in
for
improv.
It's so different. It's like a whole different part of your brain.
Okay, but this was not improv, really. This is composing. Do you remember the first Marshweed song you wrote?
I mean, I've written songs since I was like 20.
No, do you remember 20, the first Marsh song?
No, I don't. I don't know which
one
of
these songs
are
from your little kid days.
So a couple of these ones are really old.
Okay.
And they were on this bedroom recording that I made called Marshweed's Greatest Hits, which I think you had a big part in me recording, because I remember I got an inbox and I got a computer and I didn't know how to do any of it, and I wrote you and you showed me how to do it.
Yeah.
So then I recorded those
the
things. And
the doings and the knowings.
So those were like a bunch
that
of songs.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I think
you
I
did.
That on
yeah.
So that's the first Marshweed.
And there's one song.
Well, what about this one here? When was Genius Machine in the flow?
Genius Machine, I wrote like 3 years ago, maybe.
Okay, so more recent.
Yeah, but it took me a long time to write.
What about this Lanterns one?
Lanterns is super old. That's from the first.
Okay, we're going to hear that now.
That's one
of the first batch.
Mm-hmm.
And
but it's a redo because...
A quick synopsis.
Clay wanted it to sound really good, so he made me re-record it, and we made it sound shiny and pristine.
But the composers, short synopsis.
I wrote it in a day, and I didn't know if it was worth anything, and I showed it to Lyman many, many years ago, and he's like, that's a good song. You should make that.
And is it like... the lantern that fucking Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over and burned.
No.
Oh, fuck. Except that water tower thing.
It's about... it's about...
Well, let's listen.
I chase lanterns in the air. I chase visions through the park. I make love by candlelight. I burn love a candle bright. I have empires in my blood. I have feelings like a flood. There were some who called your name. There were some who called your name. Can you see through me? We lit candles in the dark. When there's fear through me, many circles round the floor. I know a girl who says she's strong. Been a woman for so long. A small boy behind a truck, he wanted nothing less than life. What a mess that whole thing was. I could see for him no God. He had empires in his blood. He had feelings like a flood. There were some who called your name. There were some who called your name. Can you see through me? We lit candles in the dark. When there's fear through me, running circles round the park. I know a girl who says she's strong. Been a woman for so long. A woman for so long.
everybody shot down on a bad behavior mission.
just pops. I can't hear you. Can't hear your voices in a roar. Snarling dogs. Biting my legs, my hope, my heart. Till my head goes soft and fills the world outside my
show. Yeah, you just heard Minor from Billions of Comrades, brand new. Before that, from Vasco Adonofsky. I gotta get my slab better. Play enough of it. Brother Vasco there in Skopje with Reka, Africa HC Sufi mix, just to make that clear. And Tenko before that, from the 90s. I've eaten nuts with different shapes. She's now just down to her voice. It's, you know, she's righteous. I think she makes tofu for a living as her kids. Yeah, Jim O'Rourke. Many birthdays, brand new. Ahead of that, with Message for You, Light, brand new album, Cubic, in the song Zero. Before that, from a Hamburg Scheiß Squad. This guy spent some time as a boy in Michigan, so he's got the language. But he says spells shice like a fucking Auslander. He's not like a German. Office Christmas Celebration. You know, every young man in Hamburg sings about this. And then Santa Sam. Bob Lee is stage.
Had a bomb too. Had a bomb playing.
A recorded entity at work, brother man.
Adam Bomb played with them in that?
Yeah, that's right. And we heard Wicked Christmas. Ahead of that, not to leave anybody out, Electric Hanukkah. Not Electric Funeral, if you know the Paranoid album. Santa Sabbath. And before that, Sid Straw with the Christmas twist.
Yay.
I think that was, like, people do these Christmas songs, right, to get airplay and shit.
Yeah.
I think the number one, it was a Bing, right?
Yeah, I like that one.
In fact, Bing Les Crosby. Paul told me he was in the trio.
Really?
And it was like the big daddy for, you know, since the late 40s. But I heard Feliz Navidad took it. You know, the
Jose.
I want to wish you.
Yeah. I got to play with Sid Straw a couple of years ago.
She's bad.
She's awesome. Yeah,
much respect. She lives in Vermont.
Yeah,
she still spends a lot of time here.
Yes, so. I played with Los Lobos in May. She's doing it again, I think.
Okay. Where? At
That was at Novo with X and the Blasters.
Oh, nice. Okay. And we started off with Lanterns by Marshweed. Now, people, we've left you hanging, but Heather can give you the lowdown.
So that song was about President George Bush, number two, and some poor gay guy in Texas that I read an article about how he got messed up by some guys who didn't like him, and then about me, and about how the three of us had very little in common, and I don't know, I just thought it was great that we could all live in the same country, except for the gay dude who was not having such a good time living in this country.
And the lantern? It's a metaphor?
I didn't really think that hard about that part.
Well, I hope the gay guy gets the lantern, or at least some peace, to light his lantern, or get his lantern lit. That's a beautiful sentiment. Did you ever imagine Marshweed being kind of topical? You wanted it to be personal, right? Because you're not part of an ensemble.
I never imagined it, not really. No.
What about composing? What about songwriting? Did you ever feel comfortable about that? Was this a kind of provocative thing to make you?
I make stuff, and I've always made stuff, and at a certain point, I realized I could solidify it and kind of encapsulate it.
And have you ever recorded songs and then erased them?
Yeah, I write a lot of. I write horrible songs all the time, and I have to write them completely till they're done because they're like evil.
Have you ever
children.
Erased them? Have you ever put them to sleep?
Yeah.
Dirt nap.
Yeah. All the time.
Act?
I mean,
I'm reading this Mike Barnes book on Cat and B-Fart, and I guess a big falling out with Art Tripp was he was over there, and I guess they were drinking and shit, and he found one of his pieces of art, and he ripped the papers, and like a week later, gets a call. Everything I do is a piece of art. They never spoke again, you know, for him doing that.
No, I throw things away all the time. There are many things that I've written that no one will ever hear.
Do, you know, sort of like some shit that don't get all the way flushed down, and some parts come floating back up, and they get reconstituted into new.
Totally.
Okay. So, are you tough on yourself that way?
It's
got to meet a certain kind of
thing. I think I'm probably. I don't really know. I mean, it's all so subjective.
Every time Bob Mould has a new record,
I
ask him about it. It's always the best thing he's ever done. And this guy has no lack of confidence. Everything, it's like, you know, if you're ever feeling down in the dumps, talk to Bob Mould about his new songs because
they're
the best things he's ever done. I mean, you know, this is like for 30 years. Guys never lames out. He never has a block, what do you call that? You know, where you can't get it going?
Yeah, right.
No, this is the best! It's like, cool. Right. Top of the pyramid.
Well, I can say that this record's the best sounding thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time on making it sound good. Clay made it sound so good. I can say that much.
Yeah.
I don't
That's
know
good.
About, so I don't know about the quality of the writing. I have no idea. It's not even. I don't even care. I mean, I just do it, and there it is, and if it's.
Yeah, but
something
some
people like.
She cares
some
more.
I care a lot, but I don't know if it's good or not. But caring and thinking it's good are totally different things.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, you got to care enough.
You
got to
care to do it.
Or to do it.
But you know, you can do shit and still care about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
But this is some great sounding shit.
There you go. Wow,
all I can say.
That.
We're at the end of the first hour.
Wow.
December 20th, Birthday Boy edition, 2016. Off the Pedro Show, Brother Matt, guest Heather Clay. Hold tight for hour two. December 20th, 2016. It's the second hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
Behind the big mulch pile, down by the river, under the freeway, at number 5, there lives a man by a chain link fence. His nightly shelter, the LA sky. What does he eat? What does he drink? What does he do to stay alive? But the bigger question in my mind is, how does he tolerate the noise of the fight? From the big mulch pile to make a garden and grow tomatoes and purple carrots under the LA sky. Now I did see him bringing water like men of dawn since the dawn of time. I had to wonder, does he have a garden? Made up a mulch from the big mulch pile. Paper and plastic, camouflage, the chain link walls of his living room, just like a brown bird on a branch. I could not see him when he moved. I have a bit of thought to give to what it takes to be alive without a heater, no running water, when every night you hide and hide. The fire thank you.
I think the best thing going for Bob Dole is the Bob drinks. I think I have my strengths. I think the best thing going for Bob Dole is the Bob drinks. I think I have my strengths. I think the best thing going for Bob Dole is the Bob drinks. I think I have my strengths. I think the best thing going for Bob Dole is the Bob drinks. I think I have my strengths. I think the best thing is going for Bob Dole is the Bob drinks. I think I have my strengths. I think the best thing going for Bob Dole is the Bob drinks. I think I have my strengths. I think the best thing going for Bob Dole is the Bob drinks. I think I have my strengths. I think the best thing going for Bob Dole is the Bob drinks. I think I have my strengths. I think the best thing going for Bob Dole is the Bob drinks. I think I have my strengths. Thank you.
mid-forehead. Let's stuff our fucking faces at this funeral. Entangled Xmas lights. Right turn, video address. Skepticism in my every sense. Fucking feathers, I'm pasting them to the canvas. Wires through the brain. Juniper opening the nasal cavity. Let's stuff our fucking faces in this funeral. White flag on the end of a branch. Wicked Cole's notes. Cloven hoof of unabbreviated chain hair. Liquidated kingdom of staples. Rhymed ashtray. Dead cigarettes.
Speed Row Show. Start off the second hour with Marshweed, brand new Mulch Man. Enlighten us to Mulch Man.
So Mulch Man was written as part of this song a day for a month thing I was doing.
30 songs in a month.
You write a song every day for a month and you post them on this website. My friend Alex does it. And
sounds like, oh, you hear about Omar, right? He's going to do, what, 24 albums in this year? Except 2007.
Oh my God.
Yeah, every 2 weeks a new album.
Wow.
It's Omar, hard to know. It's really hard to write a song a day for a month.
So they're up there. There's a website where you can hear 30 years.
It's called songadayforamonth.com, and it's Alex Wan's project. And I wrote a couple of songs for this record.
And this is one of those.
During the song a day.
And a mulch is what people, you do weeds or from vegetables, toppings. Mm-hmm. You put this stuff to, in the compost to make mulch so it can help grow a new thing, right? Mm-hmm. And is that the bottom of this?
Yeah. Well, actually, Clay and I were going to get a bunch of mulch because we were going to start a garden at his house. And we went to this mulch pile, and there was a guy living behind it.
There was
like,
the mulch
under this tree, yeah. And I was just so interested in him. And Clay's like, don't stare. Please don't stare. Yeah. Don't stare. Like, I'm not staring. I just want to know what his deal is. I want to go talk to him. But, you know, he was just there, and
he ended up the embodiment of a tomb later
on. Dude.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because right after we played Clay Chapman with Viagra Breakdown, album.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Your album.
The Bob. Satellite Stutter.
Yeah, Satellite Stutter.
Great track.
It's a one-man job, right?
Yeah.
One-man show. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah. That's an older. It's an older record from, like, 2003, but that was a play on Bob Dole talking about his stamina and strength during one of the presidential debates. And then he later went on to make Viagra commercials. So
that's right.
Kind of playing with the irony of that, you know.
Was, you know, the pencil.
Huh?
He's always got a pencil in the starboard hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
I've seen that, yeah.
Something got hurt in a war. And so you don't want you to shake.
Oh, no, hand. Wait, so but got, you're totally... He's
I do it
like,
just to fuck with convention. I won't give people my right hand. And they're like, whoa. So I feel like that gay guy with the lantern, you know? But I do it on purpose to disarm people. I put my left hand, and they're like, whoa. You know, I guess the other side of that is like, squeeze real hard with the right hand.
Yeah.
So I do it the other way. But that's, when you see that, that's why I heard...
Huh, that's really... That makes total sense.
You know what, he was recently in the news, too, because he hooked up the call... Between the new boss in Taiwan, the lady, Prime Minister, and incoming clown.
Oh, so Bob Dole. Okay. I thought he had died. No, I did. He was so old during the debate. I don't know.
He's still around.
He's still around.
Well, he stands.
All right, I don't want anyone to die. I guess.
Nels Klein, The Bed We Made, brand new. Babes New York, something brand new. Puck It Up, Baby. Negative Scanner out of Chi-Town with Saturday Night, Sunday Morning, which it's neither. It's Tuesday, right, brother?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah, wrong song. I fucked up again. I was right about the Hanukkah and Christmas, a little bit close. Flying Hair, live.
Oh.
A tune called Tantrum. The drummer,
awesome.
I think, lived in your
band. Yeah,
it's my old roommate's band.
Yeah. I'm going to have him on January. We're going to have him aboard. Power Trio. Now, sometimes they have a keyboard, right?
I haven't seen him with a keyboard, but... Actually,
S. Klein out of Canada.
I think they
with,
do.
Well, actually, what?
I think they do.
Keyboard. He's a real crazy keyboardist. He makes his own electronics and stuff.
So you have
amazing.
It is a four piece sometimes.
Yeah.
Only once. Okay. Real fuzz bass. I know that. I like it. And then the Matthew Good drummer.
Yeah, he's great.
Sticking
they're great.
In his hand. From Canada, S. Klein with Deboning a Small Chicken. Panther Paw out of Brighton, England with. They Don't Want to Invite Me. There was a song, what was his name? Peter Laughter, right? The Paribu guy, you know, that song, Amphetamine. And in the chorus, it's good. It's like being at a party you're not invited to. I wonder if he's picking up on that. Out of Barcelona, Mernal B, Gufair, Marcal, Leo, and Paul. So, maybe the Gospels, I don't know. Hyperculta from Switzerland, Geneve. Literan And finally, BBS with Limber, and that's a drummer man who'll sell you tomorrow night, Andrea Belfi's new project. Or he's had it a couple of years now, but new release. When did you get done with this remastered?
Like yesterday.
Wow, that recent.
Pretty much
like last week, but yeah, okay. We got them uploaded.
Okay,
yesterday.
Okay, because it has been a couple of years since I played the first Marshweed stuff. There's been some Marshweed gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that like? One woman show?
It really depends. I'll play them with different people. I'll play myself. The last couple ones have been with Clay.
You put it together though, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have people come prac, or is it improvised?
Yeah, mostly practice, but I mean, it just depends on who's available, who's around. Like right now, I want to do a bunch of shows with you.
Right now, I want you to improvise with Clay, with Brother Matt for his spin cycle.
Right. Yeah, cool.
Thank you guys.
Got joining in.
Little flashback
of all
there for a bit.
Thanks for having us.
But I want to ask you, Brother Matt, what made you do what you just did to us?
Well,
spin cycling.
I think a little flashback part of it got it going, but that was the middle part. But yeah, start off with a little cantina theme,
yeah.
Just because it seemed like a good way to stroll into it. So that's a cool device you got there.
Amazing.
Yeah. Place what is a box with,
what's it called?
It's got 12 knobs.
Knob box.
Knob box
by this guy Ron Hordick. He makes these amazing...
Rob
Knob over in Amsterdam makes these amazing...
What's his name?
Rob...
There's no keyboard, just 12 knobs, people.
Yep.
And Heather played a viola, which you might not know is like violin, but bigger.
Yep.
A little bit.
Yep.
This is the...
In fact, Spot played one, but he called it, because he played it on his arm, not his shoulder, so he called it a fedola. It's the second hour.
Fedola.
D-Day version, December 20, 2016, edition Watt from Pedro Show, Brother Matt, special guest Evan Clay. Hold tight for hour three.
Yeah.
December 20, 2016, it's the third hour, Watt from Pedro Show.
Hello, 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 young growing thing. What did you do to the crack in the rock? Once so small, now so tall, I hardly know ya. And I did, and I did, and I did forget myself. There's no one else to tend to you, but here you are, a fiery star, and almost blooming. It takes heart, and it takes time. Wilting with neglect? Are they underwatered? Or overfed? Well, maybe you can help. Take up that watering can. Get yourself over to the garden shop and pick up some organic soil to sprinkle around that plant. Better yet, start a compost pile and grow your own soil. It's easy, and your sproutlings will love it. Don't just stand there. Do something! And don't forget, if you have a few failures, don't give up. There's plenty of seeds out there just waiting for you to sprout them. And then, someday, you can sing,
hello, 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 young growing thing. What did you do to the crack in the rock? Once so small. Help me too.
job in the glue factory. Make me glow! Up, son. Start anew. It's at this point that the song changed track. I want your imagination, if it could, to leave 1930s Depression era America and come with me on a journey as I sail through the wind, with it in my hair, on my speed, boat to you, beautiful thing, hang it at the pier, in your high heel boots, I'm here, in the future, with you, where am I, where I am, Miami,
pardon the mess. The blow on the wall, the hole in my head. Well, I just blew my mind, pardon the mess. The blow on the wall, the hole in my head. Well, I just blew my mind, pardon the mess. The blow on the wall, the hole in my head. Well, I just blew my mind, pardon the mess. Thank you.
Well, for Pedro's show, we started the third hour off with Blame It on the Rain, Marsh Weed. You want to tell, you know, Blame It on the Rain?
You want to tell about Blame It on the Rain?
Blame It on the Rain.
Well, too hard of a question.
I don't know.
Okay, after that
it's
we
It's a kid's song.
Okay. I thought rule number one was no hard questions, right? Okay.
Yes.
Corey Hansen with Ordinary People. You want to speak to that?
Oh, yeah. Corey and I worked on this record of his songs, and I did all the string arrangements and played on it. It's a good record. Great experience.
Do you remember doing this song on Ordinary People? Again?
Yeah. We did a bunch of trills. Yeah, a lot of trills.
Okay. Space Church after that with Miami 1980. This is stuff out of England. I think South London. That came from Mr. Susan's band. He's had a back surgery.
Oh, wow.
Parachute for Gordo with... this is a big deal. It's called the Labrasaga. And there's part one, which is Labrador Deceiver. Part two, Labradoodlebug.
Whoa.
So that whole enchilada there, okay? And then we had Hell Beans with Any Friend of Yours Ain't No Friend of Mine. What's plans for Marsh Weed?
I want to do a record release.
Gig?
Yeah. Live band. And I don't know what, I still don't know whether to print vinyl or CDs or cassettes. I haven't figured it out yet. So right now it's digital. That's it for the moment. But I'll print something. I don't know what yet. Oh, you could get it at marshweed.com or Bandcamp, Marshweed Bandcamp. Either one.
marshweed.com, but there's also a marshweed.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where you can hear, you can get. And when the gig comes, we get to see, right? What about this Pink Goodbye?
Oh, yeah, Pink Goodbye. I wrote it originally as a lullaby for my friend who had a baby. And
probably a girl?
Yeah, it was a girl.
Well, pink and blue.
How did you know? But actually, it could have been a boy. I don't know.
The older days, you look at pictures of old days.
Pink and blue,
boys
I know.
Boys wear dresses. So maybe that's why they had the colors. They're all dressing girly. Just a little more girly. Okay, so forget about that. So, like, you need to be your own person, and then I'm going to wear whatever. I'm going to go whatever bathroom I want. So. You wrote it for a friend's baby.
I wrote the first part of it for the friend's baby. And then the second part of it, I kind of just wrote.
Was like a gift to her, like at the shower instead of some...
Yeah, they put out a call for songs. They wanted songs instead of presents.
Okay.
Which was
so
cool.
So was it the command performance? Dictate.
But then the second half of it sort of took on a life of its own.
Okay.
Yeah. Not about the baby.
The baby was just a launch pad.
Yeah.
In the dead of night, we could see the light begin to sigh in the sky beyond the trees. With a pink goodbye, the love that would not see. about now. You will be walking down that path. Right about now, you will be talking to the uniform man at the kiosk at the gate. And right about now, about now, you will be taking out your paper and your compass and your ruler and all the tools you need to document the data from the growing screen above you. Right about now,
we'll be right back. was looking for affection. Katie, find a connection. On the phone, watching the election. Katie, could you find a connection?
Watch for Pever Show. Last music for this edition. Pink Goodbye. The baby song. Well, it started as a baby song and grew up into a
big song.
Full grown woman song. Marshmallow. Then On Dolphin. Brother. Whoa. It's a leash. With the John Coltrane. What? Hey, Perk.
Perk.
Yeah, it is. And I'm doing the radio show right now with Brother Matt. Yes, Heather and Clay. Love you, too. Oh, thank you, Perk. I'm happy you're alive, too. And the 14th of January, we're going to do Hell Ride?
Yeah.
Hermosa Beach, Flo Ulis. I think it's been a couple of years. That's going to be happening. Yes, totally. Okay, Perk, love you big time. Funhouse. Have them play sax on Funhouse in 1970. Okay. Thanks, Perk. Love, Perk. Sorry, listeners. yeah, I'm Dolphin. I did this gig at Pacifico, right? Last year it was a benefit for Brother Steve.
Right, yeah.
Little Patty. And so they had us back there. And they go into the boat, and it rained during the gig. Somebody put a CD without package, right? Oh. Stuck on the windshield.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm driving down the freeway. I go, what the fuck? And so that it was this On Dolphin. Let a Little Light is the tune.
Oh, cool. Still works.
So, wow. Yeah, it still works. And Metri Paina Kilon. They're out of Finland with Istava. Lucy Stone. M.B. Jones out of West Mass. That's just a demo, people. Waiting for the mastering magnificent play over there. Toys of Kill, Silent War. Going to do 10 gigs with Toys of Kill.
No, cool.
February, beginning of March.
Very cool.
Don't know what to call the tour. I was thinking Toys Missing Killed Men.
Missing toys.
Toys
killed men.
Missing men killed.
Missing the killed toys.
Toys killed men. After men missing.
Men missing. That's pretty good.
For name of a tour? Yeah. Tour 270. We gotta think of something though. It's gotta be that.
Men killed semicolon missing toys.
Because they're all Pedro guys. Mm-hmm. Well, except for
that's
Tom
a good
Palin
one.
From Manhattan Beach. And then finally for Nina Simone, Dolan. And Colin lives in Pacifica, but he's not touring almost 300, I think 46 days a year.
Wow.
But 10 days he's back home in Pacifica. Wow. Incredible cat. Does a lot of improvise. I got to do a record with him. Who's this drummer, man? Oh, man. Great cat. Tim Barnes from OC, but Lower East Side, then now Louisville. And Dietrich on the guitar from Deerhoof.
Mm.
It was called the Man to Hand Band.
Oh, right, yeah.
Wow. Remember, we couldn't decide the Hand to Man Band or the Man to Hand Band. There was a lot of kvetch, a lot of ring in the hand. And until finally, come to hell, we got it. But I can't remember. I think it is Hand to Man. do you remember Susan Sadovar?
Mm.
I remember she said one sounded weird. So I think that pushed it away.
Toward that way or away from that?
Well, the wrong way, you know. The man to hand or the man to hand.
Hand
Tom
to
Watson had a way of doing it with gestures.
Sign language.
So, the listeners, you can't see that. Tom Watson, have you ever seen the inside of my boat and that shrine going on? That's all from his incredibly fertile mind, you know, all the little vignettes, the scenarios, the drama. He's told me things, but I can't remember, so I don't want to foul the experience, so I just let people experience it. My idea was the jack-in-the-box balls, because, you know, me and D. Boom worked on that one.
$1.65
an hour, late 7.
Wow.
We were graveyard, 11 to 7. There was a clown you used to talk in, and the buttons on the shirts were like 2 inches around. Like two of them, orange and yellow. Anyway, enough. about me and my... God, what was that? That was a little while ago. It's been 40 years since high school. It's crazy.
Wow.
And I went to that thing at Slav Hall right before the tour. With the Sonia de Maranayo. Yeah, I'll never go to one of them again.
Reunion?
I've never been to one. Yeah.
Oh, it was, wow. It was, what was it like?
Whoa. Well, most people didn't recognize maybe one or two. Yeah. John DeLuca. Mm. And he was cool to me.
Wow.
He's a good dude.
There was another guy. Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys go to high school?
There was another kid.
Yeah, he's younger.
Yeah, but he's an earlier shift. Mm. Or later shift.
Did you go to elementary school, like all through?
No.
Just
no.
High school?
No, I'm a little bit more ancient.
Yeah.
Ah.
A little bit.
He,
but same school.
He was out of there. Yeah, same school.
Mm-hmm. Same school, but different shift. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we're not pissing in the same urinal like one dude. Pissed in it before the other people. Captain Warford. What about since bringing this Marsh Wee Proj to fruition through the mastering magnificence? What lessons do you think you learned by there? That it's not just about composing, it's not just about recording, but there's this other process. Because most people, I don't think, are involved, right? The record company in the old days took it to the mastering lab. Now people, in fact, this project I just did to Greg from Deerhoof, in the mix, he mastered it.
Wow, really?
And that never happened in the older days. But that's happening more and more now because people have mastering tools on their computers.
Yeah, I actually didn't want us to master it. We had it with another guy.
The third person.
Yeah, but then we got it back and it just wasn't quite right. And he's a great master. No offense to that guy or anything, but
you just didn't like the result.
It just was not
right.
It made me anxious and kind of sweat.
So this is the big lesson to be learned from this Marsh Weed experience.
Maybe so. Don't just do it. Do it till you like it.
Go back.
That's actually
do it till you like it.
Yeah.
And don't
some
settle for
say,
something
don't
you don't like.
Yes, yourself. But yeah. What's wrong with a second? What's wrong with anything?
I mean, we tried.
Yeah, who made these rules?
We tried to do a third person. It just didn't work out.
Don't worry about it. No lucky Pierre this time. You know about that's a Northwest expression, like
lucky
a soccer
Pierre.
Man on a three-way. Thank you so much, Clay.
Thank you so much for coming down.
Happy birthday.
Yay, happy
December.
Birthday, Mike.
Get on board for another trip around the sun time. 5-9, one more lap for the fives. So glad to have spent with you.
And very cool. Fields.
Thanks for making the hell
thank
ride
you.
from Echo Park, Silver Lake, right?
Montecito Heights.
Highland Park.
Oh, Montecito Heights.
Highland Park area.
That's what that place is called. Okay.
Guess so, yeah.
Sure.
Little tiny neighborhood.
But that's good. That's good. Tiny, but part of 12 million?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming down to our neighborhood.
That's right.
Thanks for having us.
In fact, the land's and part of Piedra.
I know. It's amazing.
All
like literally
moving.
at the tip of the ocean.
Always moving.
All roads lead to Piedra.
All roads lead to Piedra. But you can't pass through.
Nope.
One time a dude was knocking on my hatch. He said, I passed. I said, you go get out. You pass. It's been a December 20, 2016 edition of Wild for Piedra Show. Everybody. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.